Our ascended Lord, amen. As we have confessed, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He ascended, he sits at God's right hand, he will return. Today, the 40th day of Easter, Christ's ascension, as he foretold that he would ascend into heaven to return to the Father as our intercessor, during which 40 days he gave convincing proofs by showing them his hands and side and eating breakfast with them. He truly was risen from the dead to our alleluias, and on the 40th day, before their very eyes, he ascended into heaven. And he promised that they should stay in Jerusalem because then the Holy Spirit would be poured out, and it would happen 10 days later on Pentecost, which we celebrate on June 8th. During these 50 days of Eastertide, all the work that Christ accomplished for us on the cross finds its context, its meaning, its exclamation point. As we look at the lessons, let us see how and why he ascended, how and why it is that he sits at God's right hand as our intercessor, and how he promises he will return in glory. Our Lord Jesus Christ, before their very eyes, was lifted up and ascended into heaven. Jesus, as Luke said in Acts, gave many convincing proofs that he had been raised from the dead. He showed that it was the same Jesus. He wasn't a ghost. And for 40 days, they had communion with him and they broke bread with him. When he was about to ascend, still the disciples had a wrong notion about Christ establishing the nation of Israel. And that's why Jesus says, no, no, it is not for you to know the seasons the Father has set in his own authority, but the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and then you will be my witnesses. You see the work of the Trinity at the ascension. The Father, who has sent the Son, who will now send the Holy Spirit upon them. In order for them to bear witness to Christ's ascension, they were going to see it with their own eyes. As they were looking, Jesus was lifted up. A cloud took him out of their sight. They continued to gaze into heaven, wondering what has happened. And the two men in white were angels, of course, who said, why do you continue to stand to look into the heavens? This Jesus taken from you into heaven on the clouds will come back on those same clouds with the angels. Christ's death, Christ's resurrection, Christ's ascension, the proof that our justification before the Father's throne is complete. The payment was made in full. The sacrifice, the Holy One died for us unholy ones. And as he ascended into heaven before their eyes, his ascension shows that the work Christ has done is and always will be complete. Justification by grace must be by grace. It's completely a gift earned for us by Christ. And when he ascended to the right hand of God, he promised that the Spirit was soon to be poured out so they could be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. He, Jesus, ascended. Secondly, he sits at God's right hand. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Father of glory who sent our Lord Jesus Christ has given great might to Jesus, as Paul said in Ephesians. He raised him up from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, Paul says. Christ ascended to sit at God's right hand, which means the place of power and authority. Far above rule, dominions, and powers upon earth, and every name that is named. He put all things under his feet. Jesus is the head of the church, and we are his body, the fullness of him who fills all of us. At God's right hand, we have an intercessor. The beauty about having this intercessor is that he shares our flesh and blood. He knows pain. He knows weakness, he knows strength, he knows joy. He knows sorrow and depression, he knows exaltation and unending joy because he shares our flesh and blood. And he can intercede for us because as our high priest who died in our place, he says to his Father, you see this one and this one, help her now, help him now, help this child now as our intercessor at the God's right hand. The means of grace by which this work comes to us, baptism, the preaching and teaching of the word, absolution, and Holy Communion, are the ways that he continues to be present among us. Him being seated at the right hand of God doesn't mean he's so far away from us that we can't reach out to him. He has ascended into heaven and fills the universe with his presence so he can be there when we are baptized and hear the word of God and the word of absolution. He can be there and give us his body and blood under the bread and wine. He's not stuck in some place up there. He fills the universe with his presence at the right hand of God, and he uses the means of grace, the humble proclamation of the word with water, bread, and wine to continue to be our intercessor at God's right hand. He ascended, he sits at God's right hand, and finally, he will return on the last day. Luke, who wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, records that Jesus told them before he ascended that they would preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to all the nations, to be witnesses with the promise of the Holy Spirit upon him until Jesus would come again on the last day. When he lifted up his hands in a benediction to bless them, and he was parted from their presence, they rejoiced. They understood that Jesus was going to be with them to the ends of the world, even though their eyes couldn't see him. He was going to be present as the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon them. He promised before he ascended that he will return in glory upon the clouds with the saints and angels. Christ's work is to be proclaimed now to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem and then Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And that is why we are here as believers in Christ, because the gospel has come to us in our lives. Jesus, who was ascended to the right hand of God, shares our flesh and blood and understands exactly what we experience each day. The last verse of the hymn we just sang is one of the most powerful verses in all of the hymnal. This verse summarizes the two natures of Christ as deity and humanity, as God, true God, and true man in one person, sitting at God's right hand, where we are connected to him in his humanity. For we just sang these amazing words about Christ's ascension. He has raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places. There with him in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. Jesus ascended. Jesus sits at God's right hand. Jesus will return. We will be his witnesses until he returns in glory. Amen.